My gorgeous girly whirlies, hello and welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sambe. But unfortunately, we actually don't have Sambe with us today. It's just the girls today. I'm missing my gorgeous Sambe, but he's working. He's working away. Sambe could not join us today because our schedule kind of fell out of sync there for a minute with the bank holiday and everything. So he's not with us. So it's just you and me, girlies. So we will still have our usual length episode, and I'm just going to chat to you like the old times, like season one. It'll just be me and you the whole time. So that's us today. No Sambe. He misses you, we miss him, but the show gotta go on. We continue without him, and we love him without him. So let's quickly catch up. Things have actually been pretty chill. Like, I feel like life is getting a little bit wild in summer, and it was manic and it was chaos, but now maybe it's because the podcast is back, I'm just more in routine again. But things have been quite chill. Like, there's not much news. Not that there's no news, but like, it's just quieter than things have been. And one of the girls was like, Sophie, you didn't really tell the podcast about summer. And it felt like it just went by really fast. And then it felt like it was too far gone since I spoke to you, like between summer and now. The seasons changed. It was just, we're not in summer anymore. And I did kind of catch up on summer, but I wish I had much news for you now, but I don't really, to be honest. Things are chill, and what I've realized when things are chill is I get bored easily, and I prefer chaos. And I think that's not a toxic trait, but I am just like in self-reflection mode at the minute, so I'm trying to just enjoy that things are quiet and I'm back in routine and I'm not up and down and all around, because I think I love chaos and I love being up and down, all around, go go go, because I think I'm avoiding things. I think I avoid what's going on in my brain. I think I like to run from things. I like to run from reality. I love being delusional. I think delusion is good for the soul sometimes, but not when it's like ignoring what's really going on. So like when I am quiet and still, I find that I'm constantly like, okay, I have to go run errands. I have to do this. I have to do that, because I think I don't like being still. And yeah, my therapist, like, I think it's because you're avoiding things and I'm avoiding what's really going on. And in realizing this, it's like Kylie Jenner's fear of realizing things. But I just realized that because I don't let myself just be still and I just run away from everything, I don't let myself enjoy a day off. I don't let myself enjoy quiet, because I fear what I'm going to feel. Am I going to start thinking about things? Like, do you know when you get sad and then you just listen to the sad songs and then you just go into a hole? So it's like I'm always trying to avoid any feeling. Oh my God, it sounds like I'm numb. I'm not numb. I think how I describe it is like, I realized recently my vibrations were just feeling a bit low. And I was like, why am I on low vibrations? And it's annoying me because I'm not being negative. Because when I'm being negative, I can snap out of it and just twisted around. But recently I was like, maybe I'm just on low vibrations. And am I just on low vibrations because I'm not chaotic? But I need to learn how to be in high vibrations even if life's not chaos, and actually just enjoy being still. And then that led me, like, it just leads me to, like, I'm so sick of being so hard on myself, because then even when I'm being chill, I'm then being hard on myself. When I'm being chaos, I'm like, I'm chaos, but I guess I'm not really thinking about life. And then when I'm being chill, I can't just let myself chill. I'm already losing my trail of thought here, because my brain is chaos, but life is too chill right now that I don't know. I kind of feel like I don't know what's going on with me right now. So when I feel a little bit lost, when I'm feeling like this, and you can hear me, I can't even make sense of how I'm feeling, I need to make a list. And I make a list of what makes me feel good and what makes me feel bad. Very, very simple and very obvious things are going to be on your list. But when you see it written in front of you, and it's the simplest things that make you feel good or bad, and you're either not doing them or you're doing them, but having them on your list and like put them in notes on your phone and use little emojis, you know, for each one to signify something. That's how I like make sure I'm on top of things, is little emojis and cute little names. Like, I remember in one of our episodes I talked about like giving every month a title. So like your It Girl era, your Hot Girl Walk era, and like keeping things under like a little title. I like to title things. So I've lists in my phone now that I like to tick off and just read over to remind myself. So I wanted to go through my lists with you and you can create your own. And then we're going to talk about kind of my reminders. I like to put on my stories sometimes these reminders that like gentle reminders, note to self. Sometimes I just need to be gentle with myself or sometimes I need to be brutally honest with myself. So I have two different forms of that. Before we get into our lists of making ourselves feel better and knowing what does make us feel good and what doesn't make us feel good. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring us. I absolutely love Naked Fashion and we have the code GIRLYWIRLY for you. So you can use GIRLYWIRLY and that'll get you 20% off online, excluding sales. And that code is until December 5th. So make sure you do your shopping. Make sure you get your gorgeous autumn winter pieces. I am obsessed with coats. We know this. Naked always have the nicest coats. The quality is always amazing. Their stuff always lasts me season after season and I just love it. So make sure to shop and thank you so much, Naked. So let's get right into our lists. So the things that make me feel good, again, they're very basic, very simple, but sometimes I just need the reminder. My morning walk and now my chai. Hillary's gotten me into chai and dirty chai. Dirty chai is absolutely delicious. So it's your chai latte, but with it's your coffee with chai. And then I wrote in capitals, waking up early, because Ashling and Roisin said to me the other day, they're like, Sophie, like, I can't remember why I came up, but they're like, how are your early mornings going? And I was like, honestly, girls, they're not. And they're like, Sophie, we've been waking up thinking like you're up and at it like 6 a.m. blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, like I haven't been doing that recently. Firstly, let's blame the dark and the cold. I love autumn winter, but the downfall is the dark and the cold. The dark mornings are so miserable and it's always very wet. It's so rainy. So I can't lie. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that, yeah, my morning, I set this amazing morning routine for myself over the past few months, really worked on it. And this, the past month, I'd say, I think October, I've just let it slip and I've totally let that go and I've lost my sense of, okay, get up and at it and go, go, go. Even though in one of my episodes, I did tell you like, you don't have to be waking up the crack of dawn, but it just makes me feel better to wake up very early. It's hard to do. It's hard to get out of the bed, but getting up early, it just does make you feel, I don't know, is it a little bit of like, I'm awake before the world. Like it just does make, it just boosts your mood. Even if you're feeling really groggy and really not wanting to wake up, it does just boost your mood and it makes you feel good. That's for me anyway, because then on my bad list is waking up late and starting my morning wrong or negatively. And I find that if I don't wake up early and just get up and get out for a walk, even though it's freezing, I'm just a bit negative for the morning and I'm just a bit groggy. I already, you know what, I wake up and already feel lazy, but that's just something I'm just obviously very hard on myself. I just need to be nicer to myself. If I wake up late, I wake up late, but I just like to have that like hour in the morning before the day starts, before, sometimes it's nice to feel like you're awake before the world and you feel like you're getting stuff done. So that's on my bad list, is waking up late, starting my morning wrong or negatively, is that's on the bad list. So a lot of your good and bad lists are going to be the polar opposites. But that's kind of how you make sure you're either going to do one or the other. So my morning walk, my chai, really what makes me feel good is the morning routine. And I put in capitals, getting out of the bed, because it's very easy for me to stay in the bed and grab the laptop and start doing all my work on the laptop, but from the bed. And that is just the worst idea ever. Yes, it's warm and cozy, but I'll just, like, realistically, I'm just going to fall back asleep. Like it's so stupid. And it's a bad habit that I've started in October because it's cold and it's dark. Actually, I need to write on my list, I need to get a sunrise lamp. Me and Sam need a sunrise lamp because our apartment's actually so nice and bright. That's what I loved about it. As soon as we moved in, I was like, this place is so bright. Like there's light coming in from the ceiling, you know, those like ceiling lights, whatever you call them. And it's just the place is filled with light. And so in the summer, we'd wake up naturally. The sun would be shining through so early and bright and it was so nice. But now that it's dark, we all know this, it's just, it's miserable. Who wants to wake up in the pitch black? It's just, it's shitty. It's shitty. So we need a sunrise lamp. I'm adding that to the list. Next on makes me feel good, and then the polar opposite makes me feel bad. I need to get better at cleaning. I 100% need to get better at cleaning. I need to clean the apartment. And what it is I'm crazy about cleaning products. Like I love the squeaky clean kitchen counter, the sink, like it's clean, but I'm messy. And sorry, Sam's not here to defend himself, but I think we are both a little bit messy. We're very bad at putting things back in their place. And I'm trying to learn that everything needs a place for everything to be organized. But I don't get rid of enough stuff often enough, because naturally there's a lot of stuff coming into the apartment because I'm a fucking shopaholic, and gifting and things like that. Just the nature of what I do, there just is a lot of things constantly coming in and I'm not getting rid of enough. And so I'm constantly trying to do more regular clear outs. So that's on my list, is a clean apartment slash makes me feel bad, is a messy apartment. It's just chaos. Again, this is the chaos. I think I thrive off of chaos, but then I go home and the apartment's a mess. The apartment is chaotic and I want to die. And then I feel like I'm living in such a miserable, but it's just a bit of a like panicked space. Like if my space is not like, okay, my apartment is a lot of the time a mental representation of my mental thoughts. Like my brain is chaos, so where I'm living is chaos, and that just is the worst combination. I think I need my space to be very clear and very open and bright and organized, because my brain isn't. I need the polar opposite. And then next on my things that make me feel good is conversations with Sam and time spent with Sam. And I underlined the word present. No, I underlined the word spent and wrote the word being present with Sam, because we live together. So when you live with someone, yes, you spend all your time with them, but is time actually being spent with them? And Jay Shetty actually said it's not wanting time with them, it's wanting energy, but like from you and from them and from you to each other. It's spending energy on each other. And I think it's really easy for that to happen when you live with someone, is you get really used to coming in from work, maybe the TV's put on, maybe you make dinner, whatever routine there is, your energy isn't there. Like you're not actually present with each other. Maybe I'm just on my phone. That's on my bad list. What makes me feel bad is I always feel so bad when I've spent my time on my phone and I realize, oh my God, like Sam was just trying to have a conversation with me, but I was so distracted by something that's going on my phone instead of actually just being present and listening to what he wanted to tell me. And, you know, sometimes you might ask like, oh, how was your day? But like, well, I also think I have a really bad attention span, but then I'll realize I'm like, I didn't really listen to his answer. I didn't really give much energy back to that conversation. I was just too distracted by whatever's going on my phone or whatever's going on in my brain, and I wasn't being present. So that's on my good slash makes me, well, what makes me feel bad is when I'm not present, when I'm on my phone too much. Another one on my makes me feel bad list, this is one I struggle with. As in, I struggle with, because I don't want to give it up because I love it so much. But on my makes me feel bad list is drinking too much wine. I've said it, I self-confess, I love a glass of wine. I absolutely love a glass of wine. And we all know that alcohol causes anxiety. Like there's no way around that. It's just how it is, unfortunately. The good things in life are always the bold ones, you know, like the bad decisions in the time, they make you feel great. And then later on, no, it's not going to have a good effect on you. So that's on my bad list, is drinking too much wine. And purposely, no, wine does not get to be on my good list. There's no what makes me feel good, a glass of wine. No, I'm not even allowing that to be there, because that's just me allowing it too much. I need to just be stricter on myself when enjoying too much wine. Just have one glass. I always turn it into two glasses. Three glasses, just one glass of wine, Sophie. You don't need to be drunk. Just one nice chill glass of wine, you know? Now, I'm saying like I drink all the time. I don't, but I just mean like, you know, when you go out with your girls for a glass of wine and it turns into a whole bottle. Like it doesn't need to happen all the time. We can do that the odd time. Let loose. But no, on my bad list, what makes me feel bad is drinking too much wine. Also on my feel bad list is my self-doubt. I talk about it all the time. And forgetting my intentions, forgetting to girl boss. Like that's why I always say to Sam, I'm like, Sam, when you notice me in a bad mood or like not getting out of the bed, just tell me, Sophie, you said you were going to girl boss. Like hold me accountable. And I just love the term girl boss, because it's just, you know, it's just that kind of, yeah, I was meant to slay today. I was meant to girl boss today and I didn't girl boss. So my feel bad list is, what makes me feel bad is forgetting my intentions and forgetting to girl boss. Do you ever like sit and manifest and you do this all this amazing journaling and you're really excited about how you're going to change your mindset, and then you just forget. You just forget all those intentions you set. You forget all those things that you're meant to do for yourself. That's on my feel bad list. Like remember. So that's why we're going to get onto my reminders list. And then also on that is I let myself stay low. This is why I'm talking about fixing my low vibrations. I let myself stay low and I don't snap out of it. That makes me feel bad. And I'm always trying to snap out of it. And this is why we have lists now. We have another list to move on to snap out of it. So, oh, today is November 1st. This isn't coming out on November 1st, but today is November 1st. And I love the first day of a month. I absolutely love the beginning of a new month. I like, I don't love a Monday, but I love the first day of a month. I feel like it's just a way to start fresh, start new. There's only 12 in a year, like, of the first day of the month. So I always like to kind of reflect on it. And I'm actually so glad I'm talking to you on a first day of the month. It just, that just fell perfectly. So because it's November 1st, obviously the new year is coming and like people are new year, new me, but I'm not really about that. Like, I just don't think January should be January is actually a really hard and shitty month. So I kind of like to almost start now on my intentions going forward. And so these are my rules for ending 2023. As a girl boss, as a slay, lucky girl era, lucky girl syndrome, just making us feel our best. So we're going into the new year already slaying. We don't have to like wait to the end of the year to start. Like, we're going to start now. So as I've just listed, like, all my goods, feel goods and feel bads. So I need to start focusing on my early mornings and my walks. And as I walk, I'm listening to podcasts. Sometimes I'm like, I'll just listen to music. But it's always more beneficial when I listen to a podcast. Mel Robbins, always. Jay Shetty, love. Like, I just need someone to kind of speak to me about my mental thoughts and like what's going on in my brain and how I can help, like what's going to benefit me. Oh, forgot to put on my good list, Pilates. My rule number two is I'm being consistent with Pilates and I'm going to move up to level two. Ashling and I are going to do a level two. We're actually doing a level two class tomorrow. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. My rule number three is I'm going to still treat myself. I love spending my money. This is, we know this, but I'm going to treat myself, but save. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud because it's probably a big fat lie, but I'm going to try my best to save better. So rule number three is I'm not going to treat myself. I'm still allowed to treat myself, but I'm going to save. And I have to prioritize saving over treating myself. And we'll see how that goes. I cannot say it with confidence that it's going to happen, but I'm just going to try my best. These rules are just for trying our best, okay? I'm going to implement time. I'm going to implement new time spent with Sam. So I'm going to dedicate one evening a week to doing something different or like special. So, because it's so easy, like, well, no, we had a lovely hotel stay there on Friday and we went to the Conrad and it was fabulous. So that kind of, let's say we started last Friday, we did that together and it was so nice. We had dinner and we had a lovely time together, but it's just really easy from week to week to do the same thing all the time, same regime, come in from work, dinner, bit of TV, bed. Like, it's just, it's really easy to fall into those natural rhythms. And that's healthy. Like, it's really healthy to just have that person that you can just be really normal and casual with and lazy with. And that's so fun too. But I just want to implement that I actually put effort into planning something. And it doesn't have to be money spent. Like, it might be like something at home, but just like, yeah, like a dinner date at home. And that's not watching the TV. That's a different dish that we make. It's just something a bit new every week. There's adorable Christmas mugs in Tiger. I'm 100% going to buy those Christmas mugs and we're going to paint them together. You know, he might not love the activity, but hopefully he loves the time spent. He's not here to nod yes or no, but also maybe on our next episode we'll see if Sam has ideas for this, because obviously he needs to implement these too. We're gonna both do it. We're gonna both put new energy into each other, so we'll see what he comes up with. We'll see. That'll be fun. And I wrote down because of my bad habit, I wrote, develop your fucking limit with wine. ! That's my rule number six is, just stop drinking the bottle with the girls. Just share the bottle, girls. I'm speaking that to my girls too. I'm actually going to be visiting a friend in London in November and we both know that it's going to be a lot of bottles. So just in preparation for that, just share the bottle. Okay, so then my last rule, which is bringing us to, okay, I have two different ways of seeing this. The things to remember is the reminder, the snap out of it. So my reminder, when I'm gentle, when I know I need gentle love, when I need to be kind to myself, because I'm trying to be nice to myself. I'm always like, I remember I said something in front of my therapist and she's like, so if you're so mean to yourself, and I was like, oh no, I'm so embarrassed. And she's like, no, stop being embarrassed and stop, you're still being so mean to yourself. Like, I think I was like, oh, you're so fucking stupid about myself. And she's like, Sophie, don't say that. So I am always trying to learn to be more gentle with myself. So when I know and when I'm aware of that, I have to be gentle with myself. I will tell myself I'm doing my best. I'm a human being. I deserve rest. I'm allowed a day off. I'm allowed to take a break. I'm allowed to be in a bad mood. Toxic positivity creeps into me. And I'm like, get over yourself, Sophie. Like, I have a problem with feeling like if I'm not, like when I was saying like I'm in my low vibrations, I'll be like, oh, you're so ungrateful. Like why, like you're, you know, you've everything that you wished for when you were little. So why are you not appreciating it? Or younger you'd be so proud of you. So why are you in a bad mood? I wouldn't just let myself be in a bad mood. And it's human to be in a bad mood. It's not normal to be happy all the time. And that's, I think, what I'm trying to accept about what I was saying in the beginning about like low vibrations. And I just want chaos again, because in chaos I feel busy, but not necessarily good, but I feel busy. So when I'm kind of quiet on lower vibrations, I think I feel low. And then I'm like, well, just fucking let yourself feel low. You're allowed to feel low. Instead of beating myself, being like, you're so ungrateful. What do you have to give out about? Just like, no, you're obviously feeling low, whether it's hormones, whether it's whatever's going on in your mind, you're allowed to feel low. So when I realize that I need gentle love, I'll just tell myself, I'm doing my best. I'm a human being. Give yourself rest. But girlies, this is where the motivational talk is going to come. The pep talk. This is our pep talk, okay? Because I feel like I haven't pep talked in a while. And a lot of the time when I give a pep talk, it's because it's for me. It's for myself. And if it's a pep talk for me, I may as well share it with somebody else and it might make you feel better. So when I realize, okay, you're just feeling sorry for yourself now, you've had it low enough vibrations, let's get this shit going, let's get our shit together, I will literally just be like, get the fuck up and slay. Excuse my language, I'm cursing a lot today, it's just when I feel passionate. But get the F up and slay. And like I said, I was like, when did you forget to girl boss? You said you were going to girl boss. Hold yourself accountable. Because if I was gentle with myself all the time, I'm not going to get stuff done. So I just have to recognize when to be kind and when to be gentle. And sometimes I need to recognize when I need to kick myself up the bum. And I feel like this week, like today, I just needed to kick myself up the bum. I feel like the past maybe 2 weeks, I remember like I came on to you, I think two episodes ago, and I was like, God, I woke up a bit grumpy. I can't lie, girls. I feel like I've been waking up grumpy since that episode. And what drives me nuts is I can't really pinpoint it. And yeah, that's the thing, like low vibrations. That's why I'd call it low vibrations, because I can't quite pinpoint the exact reason. Usually I can say, yeah, it's my hormones. It's that time of my month or whatever. When I say time of month, it's weird because I don't actually bleed. We've spoke about this. I'm on the coil. But mentally, I know, like within the days, I kind of know when I'm going to feel off. But it kind of felt like the last time I told you I was feeling grumpy, that was probably two episodes ago, I kind of feel like I haven't picked up since then. And I can't really blame the hormones, like the period anymore, like that 2 weeks, like I think like it's past that. I think I got low and then stayed low. So that's why this episode today in particular, I was like, it's the 1st of November, it's the 1st of the month, start of a new month, I'm getting my shit together, let's get our act together. We don't have much left of this year. Not to like be daunting, I hate to rush time by, but just to get our shit together and just to girl boss. And in wise words of Kim K, what I love, what she said is so funny. She's like, I didn't come this far just to come this far. But that's kind of sometimes what you just have to tell yourself. Like, you didn't come this fucking far to just come this far and then just give up there. You didn't heal from your heartbreak just to crumble at a text from him. Or you didn't change your mindset from being a negative person to a positive person just to let like that one bitch at work bring you back down. Like, you haven't done all this work on yourself and all this healing to let someone else get you down or to give up on yourself. I think it's really easy to give up on ourselves. And that's what I want to kind of get into today, is just like, why are we doing that? Like, why are we letting ourselves down? Like, if there's anyone we can depend on in this world, it's us. Like, we're the only person to really depend on that we know is going to show up for ourselves. If no one else is going to show up for you, show up for yourself. If no one else is going to treat you with kindness, treat yourself with kindness first. I just realized that I went through life not having a relationship with myself. And it's like the most important thing we can do is the relationship with ourselves. We're literally in our brains 24/7. We never leave ourselves. We never escape ourselves. Maybe when we have a glass of wine, we escape and I forget about my worries. But you are with you till the day you die. So why are we not focusing on that relationship with ourselves? Why are we not focused on what we want to do for ourselves and what we want to do with ourselves, who we want to be? I spoke last week about like self-identity and like finding out who you are and what makes you happy and not doing things for other people. And like, yeah, like it's just, I found that I let other people make me give up. Not give up, because I don't think I haven't given up anything. But for example, like online, I go through such phases of like, I'll be chatting away to you all the time, or I actually kind of go a bit quiet. And hence why I love the podcast, because I just always feel safe here and I'll always chat to you girls on the podcast. And that's why I love it. I love our girly wordy community. But what I realize is, yeah, I let people's opinions in. I let negative opinions in. And people forget to be kind. People forget that people are human beings. People forget that there's like a human in there. And even like in day-to-day life, like, you know, when I worked jobs, like when I worked retail, like I would let the mean people around me really let me forget who I am. And that's what I'm trying to get into you, is like, stop giving up on who you are. Like, you didn't come this far just for other people to tear you down and like let that into you and like make you doubt yourself and make you forget like what you're here to do. Like, or it's like, you didn't move country to still be stuck in, you didn't move all the way to Australia. I feel like everyone moves to Australia. You did not move all the way to Australia to still be stuck on your negative self-talk that you did at home and to be hung up on someone at home. No, you moved to a new country for yourself, to focus on you, to thrive, to grow. And we're not going to grow, like I've did a whole episode before, where there's no growth, there's rot. So it's really important that we just keep growing. And to keep growing, we don't give up on ourselves. And I feel like I kind of gave up on myself a little bit. I feel like I do the odd time. Like, it's natural. Life's a roller coaster. It's ups and downs. But I feel like the past month, I just kind of went too into myself and kind of gave up on myself a little bit. God, this is really like journaling, because when I'm talking to you, I realize things as I go, as I say these things. And it actually is like a therapy session, and which is why I'm so grateful for you. Like on the way, oh my God, today, sorry, on the way here, I met a gorgeous gal who's a listener. I met the sweetest gals when I ordered my dirty chai today in Bear Market. Shout out to the girlies. They couldn't have been nicer, and they were also podcast listeners. And then my second one was in Butler's. Shout out Butler's Hot Chocolate. Love it. They're my hot girl drinks, is a chai, a dirty chai and a Butler's Hot Chocolate. But I actually, sorry, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this morning I was feeling so like, oof, like, why am I still being like this? Why am I not snapping out of it? And I actually just really needed that niceness from people, which I'd never expect. Like, it's terrible to say I don't expect kindness, like, because I wouldn't be like, I need someone to be nice to me. But it just, like, it made my whole day to meet those people and those people just be so nice, because it's really easy to let the bad in, and like one bad or one mean person takes away from like the 10, like it's like in retail, like if you had one bad customer, you forget about the 10 customers that you had such nice interactions with. You really helped them, they really helped you, like you had a really nice connection, but that one negative one makes you forget. And that's, I know I ramble, girls, but sorry, I'm bringing that one up because it comes back to where we let other people in, and we let other people make us forget that we're girl bossing. At least I do anyway. Like, I just let the other people, I let external people in and make me forget like what I wanted to do today and what I wanted to say and what I was planning. Does that make sense? Like, it sounds so silly that I let other people, but we do, we naturally do. And I always have, like, even when I worked all these different jobs, I let other people affect me too much, and I let them make me forget who I was and what I was intending to do. So that's what I really just wanted you to remember today, is don't give up on yourself and stop letting other people dictate. Like, since when did we let other people dictate what we do? We do it, but why? Why are we letting that, like, why are we letting small-minded people in and get us down? Why are we giving them the energy, the mental space? So that is like a big rule for me, is like to end this year with them just not giving up on myself, just remembering what it's all for and why I started something or why I wanted to do something, and doing things for you and it not being to do with anybody else. So that's like my, when I'm feeling sorry for myself, I just be like, Sophie, get the fuck up and go slay the day. And I do kind of like a bit of time pressure. I work best under chaos. I do like it being the end of the year. I'm like, okay, this is gonna get me together, this is gonna get my shit together. So I really hope you can make those rules for yourself. Write your lists of things that make you feel good and things that make you feel bad. They'll pretty much they'll be polar opposites of each other. But writing them out, it makes you make sense. It makes it make sense. And it makes you keep on top of them. Even like write them like on a piece of paper and put it on the mirror. Put it somewhere where you'll see it if you're not like always in your notes. But it's just a really good idea to have these lists, and you'll know then, what did I do today? Tick them off every day. Did I drink enough water today? Did I go on my walk today? Did I make an effort with someone really important to me? Did I ring my mom? Like, all the things that make you feel good, don't forget to do them. It's the simple things. It sounds simple, but it's really easy to neglect just the simple things that make you feel fabulous and feel good. God, it's usually time that I would swap over to our Sambay for his advice, but he's not here today. I really missed him today, but it was really nice just having just the girlies, just you and me. So Sambay will be back next week, don't you worry. We actually have loads of emails to get through of your dilemmas and your questions for myself and Sam. So maybe we'll double up next week. Maybe we'll get him answering lots for you just so we don't miss out on our Ask Sambay time. Because I get the nicest messages from you girls, and you seem to be really enjoying Sambay, which is so nice, and he's chuffed. That means the world to him. He's quite a natural. It's really fun having him here. He's been so great. So I know he'll be missing out this week. So he'll be back, don't you worry, and I'll be back next week. Thank you so much, girlies, for listening. I love you so much. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion. I love and adore you. Naked Fashion, the code GIRLYWIRLY will get you 20% off until December 5th. If you do place an order, let me know. I love a haul. Send me your haul. I love getting a haul from somebody, from anybody. I love it. So all the girlies, send me on your hauls. And girls, I really hope you focus on what makes you feel good and eliminate what makes you feel bad. And I hope you make your rules for yourself starting now. Self-discipline. And when you need to be gentle with yourself, be gentle with yourself. But sometimes we need a bit of a kick up the bum. And don't stop. Don't give up on yourself. Remember to girl boss. Remember to slay the day. And I love you so much. Thank you so much. And I'll chat to you next week. Love you. Bye.